Arabella Nightwind here, freshly sworn to the Jolly Roger and proud to stand as the Queen Anne's Revenge's First Lady, Keeper of Secrets, Wind Whisperer, and chronicler of our ghostly captain's eternal voyage. 'Twas a stormy night when I joined this infamous crew, but little did I know the real tempest was brewing ashore. Whilst docked in a shadowed port of the modern world, our dear dread Captain Blackbeard overheard a brash young landlubber mutter the unforgivable, calling him a simple pirate. Batten down the hatches, the man clearly knows naught of the blood, brilliance, and black powder it takes to helm a ship feared round the globe. Well, the moment that word reached Blackbeard's ghostly ears, the skies darkened, the sea hissed, and the very air turned to fire. The crew scattered like rats in a galley blaze. None dared meet the captain's wrathful eye. Lucky for the world, the old sea devil now dwells in the spirit realm. Were he flesh and blood once more, I dare say he'd have razed the port to ash and salt. But fear not, mates, for I've steered him from cannon fire to conversation and lured him to this very deck to settle the matter not with steel, but with words. Through the sacred code we now call the Pirate's Code Podcast.
So you want to know what Blackbeard would say about being referred to as just a simple pirate? Hey, Hawk, drop anchor and lend your ears, ye bilge swilling sons and daughters of Neptune. Now, I hear some lubber fresh off his mother's apron and bold with the smell of city ale still on his breath, dare call me a simple pirate. Ha! That be like calling a typhoon, a stiff breeze, or the kraken a pond guppy. Avast ye ignorance! Allow me to enlighten ye on the intricacies of the pirate's life. Intricacies only a true captain like meself can master. Commanding a pirate ship ain't the work of a simpleton. Nay, it takes the mind of a tactician, the tongue of a devil's diplomat, the fists of a tavern brawler, and the soul of a poet forged in fire. Ye think keeping a crew of cutthroats loyal be easy? Avast! One wrong word and your guts be swaying from the yardarm. I be Blackbeard, terror of the seas, the flame-bearded master of the Queen Anne's Revenge. From the coasts of Britain to the distant waters of the Caribbean, I've danced with storms, outwitted navies, and commanded a crew more unruly than a pack of sea wolves in heat. Think this a simple task? Bamboozle, I say, commanding a pirate ship be no lazy stroll across the poop deck. Nay, 'tis running an enterprise tighter than a Spanish treasure hold. I knew the tides, the stars, the temper of every man on me deck. I manage provisions, schedules, morale, discipline, and battle formations, all without the comforts of your landlubber boardrooms. When battle be near, I'm not just shouting orders. I'm the maestro of mayhem, orchestrating cannon fire, reloads, maneuvers, and morale in a deadly ballet of destruction. I struck fear, not just with me beard lit aflame, but with strategy. I, blockading Charleston, outwitting governors, and sharing loot by the code so no man turn traitor. That, me friends, be no simple feat. A ship's captain must be as sharp as a cutlass and thrice as deadly. So if you're hearing this and still thinking pirates be simple, I invite ye to sail through a hurricane, starving, chasing a frigate five times your size with cannonballs flying and no hope but your crew's trust and your wits. You'll find out quick what simple ain't are. But let me share with you the truths of the sea and the sages of the shore, mighty commanders, O'Commerce, whose words echo the wisdom of any seasoned captain. Andrew Carnegie said, "The men who have succeeded are men who have chosen one line and stuck to it." Aye, Carnegie knew what he spoke. A true captain don't change course with every wind. Sticking to a heading through storm and fire be what separates the legends from the driftwood. And John D. Rockefeller wrote, good management consists in showing average people how to do the work of superior people. True words, by thunder. I've trained scallywags to become sea-hardened warriors. A crew's strength lies in the captain's ability to lift them above their station. And that be no simple feat. Here be another. The business schools reward difficult, complex behavior more than simple behavior. But simple behavior is more effective. Warren Buffett. I, Warren, be no fool. 'Tis often the clearest course that leads to gold. But beware. Making the complicated seem simple be the work of a true master of the craft. The complicated Jack Welch said, an organization's ability to learn and translate that learning into action rapidly is the ultimate competitive advantage. Just so! The fastest learners be the last ones standing. My crew adapts, strikes, and sails like the devil be chasing us, because sometimes he is. Vision without execution is hallucination. That be Thomas Edison, and he be no slacker. Heed this, ye dreamers. It ain't enough to talk of treasure. Ye must dig the hole, fight the guardians, load the gold, and sail it home. Elsewise, ye be chasing phantoms. Aye, and the modern plunderer of the earth, Jeff Bezos, says, if you double the number of experiments you do per year, you're going to double your inventiveness. By me, beard! That's the spirit! A pirate who never tries new tricks ends up sunk! Whether business or battle, taking bold risks be the mark of a true innovator. You see, running a pirate crew be akin to leading a grand enterprise. One built on risk, loyalty, tactics, and vision. I've got agents in every port, eyes on the horizon, and deals made in whispers and smoke. I be no mere plunderer. I be a CEO with a cutlass, a strategist with sea legs, and a legend carved in cannon fire. So mark me words, landlubbers, there be more to piracy than gold and grog. 'Tis leadership, loyalty, and living every day on the edge of a blade. That be the pirate's code, and I be its enforcer. So if ye still think I be a simple pirate, ye best be swimming with the fishes by sundown, or prepare to be schooled in the ways of true command. And now, mates, if ye fancy a life filled with treasure troves of wisdom, merriment, and a hearty dose of pirate wit, listen close. Subscribe into Blackbeard World, and this here podcast be like striking gold without lifting a cutlass. You'll be gaining insights sharper than any blade, stories to lift your spirits, and secrets for success from a life lived on both sides of the law. So, hoist your sails, batten down your doubts, and hit that follow button. A better life lies just beyond the horizon, and it'll be an adventure worth every step, I swear on me compass. End transmission, ye salty listeners. Now be off with you. And make your life worthy of legend.
Well now, having gotten that storm off his chest, the good captain seems to be in finer spirits. No more thunderclouds round his brow. I'll send word down to the cannon crews that they can stand down and stow the powder kegs. No need for a full broadside tonight. That verbal barrage surely cleared the decks and set the record straight. Let none be fooled. The life of a captain, whether of a pirate ship or a mighty business venture, be no simple matter. While the average crewmate clocks in, does the barest work to keep afloat and shuffles off with his share of silver, it be the captain who carries the weight of the voyage, day and night, storm and sun. The truth is clear as the North Star. The deckhand curses the captain's gold, but envies not his burdens. The captain bears it all, the risk the vision, the sleepless watches, and the wrath of the sea herself. He stands at the helm when the winds howl and the hull creaks, trusted not just with survival, but with glory. Abaft the sails, it's always the boldest souls that rise to legend. So when you next see a leader, be it on the quarterdeck or in the boardroom, know this. Their gold be hard-earned, their path perilous, and their success never built on ease. This is Arabella Nightwind, First Lady of the Queen Anne's Revenge, signing off with wind in me sails and wisdom in me wake. Until next tide, keep your compass true, your courage high, and your eyes on the horizon. Fair winds, mates.